football, but in the end, a defeat for you?
Yeah, I think it probably was a good game of football to watch from the sidelines. It was enjoyable to play in. It's hard to put your finger on what happened in the second half, to be quite honest, even though I was playing in it. I think for 15, 20 minutes perhaps we turned off a bit. Perhaps we lost our discipline, our shape a little bit. And, you know, they're a decent side. You know, I don't think they're a great side by any means, but you know, they've got players who've played in the league, and if you do switch off for periods of time, then you can see that they'll punish you. It's just really disappointing because we did play, I think, some really good football, perhaps some of the best football we've played this season, but you know, we haven't got any points to show for it.
And I think if you play like that most weeks, you'll win more games than you lose, probably.
Yeah, you like to think so. I mean, I think, in-house, we've probably talked about, okay, we've had quite a good start to the season, we've got quite a decent points haul. We haven't really played particularly great football, but, you know, sometimes perhaps that's the way you're going to win games. Perhaps it is a bit ugly at times. That seems to be how we've won games this season, and then you play some good stuff, but you don't get anything out of it, and it is a bit frustrating. But like you say, hopefully you're trying to go the right way about it. You'll win more than you'll lose.
What's it like playing in defence at the minute? Because it seems that if you can walk at the minute, you're playing.
Yeah, that's right. You get a game. I thought the lads that have come in on loan, Sean settled in very well. I think he's had a couple of solid games there at right back. Same with George. I thought perhaps at times second half he was getting a little bit exposed, and I think that's probably why he went off near the end. But they've come in and done a good job for us. It's difficult because, you know, it's like the back four you want is solid, and you want the same four players week in, week out, more than anywhere probably on the pitch. But it just seems at the minute we're taking hits left, right and centre at the back. So, you know, you just got to keep your head down, keep working hard. And it's just the usual adages, isn't it, of sticking together. You know, we've not had a particularly good week. We've only picked up a point from three games. But, you know, I'm sure we've got enough within us, even with the injuries we've got, to turn that round.
He's not named the same back four all season. In fact, no one at the back has played all season every game apart from the goalkeeper.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was Nick's decision, obviously, down at Torquay because of the games on the Saturday and the Monday. He wanted to rest a couple of the more senior players, perhaps. But yeah, like you say, I think there's only a couple of lads who have played the majority of games. It's not been ideal, but it's the way it goes sometimes.
I know you've played centre back in the past, but you've gone from right back to centre back in the last couple of games as a result of these changes. I don't think many Salford fans have seen you play centre back before, have they?
I played a couple of games in the Conference South season. I think I can't remember who was injured now. I think it was Bondi, and I played a couple of four or five games then. But yeah, I've been called upon to play there at times in my career. You just do the best you can. I obviously don't feel as if I'm a better fullback than a centre half, but you try and do the best you can there and do a job there, especially in situations like this. You know, everyone needs to pull together, so you know, you've got to try and do the best you can for the team.
Off the pitch, lots of made about this £100,000 in 14 days.